When would this have been?
1963. June 19, 1963. Now, here is some materials from Otis Smith. This is the material we were talking about. I'll give you a new thing.
Well, here we are back again to Stoliker.
Stoliker? Yes, Stoliker. Gene was disappointed when I told him I could not join in my opinion. All I knew was that I had been a member of the Florida State Amateur, which was a defendant in the case, obviously I could not sit. He didn't quite see it that way. I didn't know at the time his role in preparing the pleadings for that case, but I'm absolutely convinced that he had a heavy hand in doing so, because when I ultimately looked at the pleadings, they were typical Gene Black material. You know, he used words like weapons, and he had a tremendous capacity for expressing himself very forcefully in measured tones. Nobody could mistake, however, the force behind the words he used. I had a great admiration for his skill in writing. Matter of fact, I had a great admiration for the man. But there was a measure of instability, emotional instability, that prevented him from achieving the kind of control of the court that should have been his to command. He had the broadest practice of any member of the court. He had the longest experience as a trial lawyer of any member of the court, including Harry Kelly. And he had the broadest vision, but he really didn't. I think that Talbot Smith certainly had a broader vision of the role of the court in modern society. But I once said to him, Gene, if you didn't live to hate, this would be called the Black Court. His response was simply a smile that signified that I had come pretty close to the truth. He loved to hate. There was never any relationship that I know of. His experience that I know about, it didn't involve hatred for someone or something. It was so destructive. It was very great talent the man had.
And then, did you ever hear anything that supplied an explanation, partial explanation to this?
I once asked him why he found it so necessary to bend his spleen. And the only thing he said to me was, if throughout your life your friends thwarted you, you'd understand me a little better. He said, why, even when I played, I think he said guard or tackle on a semi-pro team, he said, the only time I ever got the ball and was able to run for a touchdown, one of my one of my teammates tackled me. It's a strange thing for a man like him to say to me. But I think that as I look back on his experiences as Attorney General, as a circuit judge, as a justice of the Supreme Court, and through the various changes on the court, where he would establish a relationship and then he would terminate. He would establish another relationship and then he would terminate. There was never a prolonged and lasting relationship except with John Volcker. But John served only 2 years. I would have expected that relationship to deteriorate too. In any event, when I told him that I would not join him in the opinion, and I reiterated that advice to him the following day before taking my oath, as soon as I had taken my seat, the first case announced was the Stoliker case. I recused myself, went into the chambers. When I returned to the bench after that case had been argued, George Edwards, who was sitting next to me, if I recall correctly, leaned over and said, "Have you heard what happened?" And I said, "No, what happened?" Well, by that time, the next case was being called, and I could not find out. All I knew was that something had happened, and I could sense it in the courtroom. At the first recess, I was told that after the arguments, the courtroom was filled with reporters. Members of the court thought that was unusual, not that there were reporters present, but that there were so many present. After the case was argued, he announced from the bench that he had his opinion in the case, which he had filed with the clerk in sufficient copies for distribution to the press. Well, now, mind you, this was an announcement of an opinion being filed in a case, obviously prepared before oral arguments and long before the members of the court had an opportunity to consider, to deliberate, and to decide the ultimate outcome of the case. When the call had finished that day, I waited for someone to make a motion to strike the opinion from the files of the court. No one did. No, the second day, no, the third day. On Thursday of that week, obviously nobody was going to make a move. I was new to the court. I didn't particularly, you know, I wasn't afraid of antagonizing anyone. I wasn't looking for a fight, but it seemed to me to be quite outrageous that sort of thing could happen.
Who had signed the opinion?
No one. Only he. Only he. It was just his opinion.
But filed with the clerk?
Filed with the clerk.